So yesterday with Mother Church, we celebrated the great solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This image, this symbol of the divine love that God has for his people. So this love coming down to his people. And as St. John tells us in his letters that it's not us who loved first, but God loves us first. And our love of God, our love for God, is always and only a response to him who loved us first. And so today, this day after the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we honor the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother. This perfect response to God's love. The word immaculate means without spot, pure, sinless, no competition. I heard one priest tell us that she had no noise in her heart. There was no interference as she heard God's voice, as she contemplated his word. There was no division in her heart. And this is the heart that we're celebrating, that we're honoring today. The Catechism teaches us that the heart is the core. And some languages have that word core in their translation of heart. The core of the person, the center of the interior life, where theologically we can say this is a place where we make our decision for or against God, for or against Jesus, the core. Our Blessed Mother's heart was pure. She could only hear his voice. She could only say yes to his will. And this is why she is our model of faith. She's also our model of humility. Humility being that virtue that allows us to see the truth of things. Because of Our Lady's sinlessness, the immaculate heart of her, she knew she was radically and completely dependent on God for everything. The effect of sin in our lives is that we think we can do it on our own. Our Blessed Mother knew how radically and completely dependent she was on God for everything. She is our model of humility. So we really honor and pray to her today, asking her through her powerful intercession to make our heart like hers. Yesterday we prayed, O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. And we have the same for invitation to Our Lady to make our heart like hers, pure, immaculate, obedient. In the preface for Mass today, we're going to hear eight qualities, eight characteristics of the heart of Mary. First, we talk about her heart being wise and obedient, which allows her to carry out the will of God. Then we have a new and gentle heart, the new heart that was promised in the Old Testament prophecy that allows that heart, the law of God, to be written in our hearts. And she has an undivided and pure heart. So she's worthy to be the mother, and she's able to rejoice forever. And in a steadfast and watchful heart, she's able to endure the sword of sorrow, which was prophesied in the temple, while she awaits the resurrection. These eight qualities of the heart of Mary should be the qualities that we desire for ourselves and for our family. A wise and obedient heart, a new and gentle heart, an undivided and pure heart, a steadfast and watchful heart. St. Lawrence Justinian, writing about our Blessed Mother, says to us, imitate her, O faithful soul. Enter into the deep recesses of your heart so that you may be purified spiritually and cleansed from your sins. God places more value on goodwill in all we do than on the works themselves. Therefore, whether we give ourselves to God in the work of contemplation, or whether we serve the needs of our neighbor by good works, we accomplish these things because the love of Christ urges us on. As we contemplate the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother, we seek to imitate her in these eight qualities. So as she was obedient and docile to the word of God, so too may we. May we be urged on by the love of God. Amen.